Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
In the news recently, a teenager was stabbed by a gang at a school in London as he arrived at school near Brixton, and he died in his teacher's arms. On another occasion, other students at the same school held the cleaner down and tried to burn her. In Sydney, a high school student stabbed another student. At another school, a teacher turned around and a student was standing there with a knife. It's not any wonder that it's not salary that entices uni students to become teachers. The Graduate Career Councils of Australia puts teachers in the top six highest paid professions in Australia at the moment, up to $83,000 a year. But I wouldn't do it for all the tea in China. Interesting metaphor, mind you. All the tea in China. How much tea does China have anyway? Is it that good? Why wasn't the expression all the tea in Buckingham Palace? But anyway, that news story made us think. Have we ever thanked a teacher? Have we ever said, you do a great job, or you deserve a medal, or I understand why you're protesting about the capped wage increases for teachers, because it means after inflation, your salary is going backwards, and you really deserve twice what you're getting. You know what's ridiculous? People say Jesus was a good teacher. Good teacher? He said things like, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He said, I and the Father are one. He rode into Jerusalem on a donkey as people worshipped him like he was God. He said, before Abraham was, I am. And the Jews picked up stones to kill him for blaspheming. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will never die. Good teacher? No, Jesus wasn't a good teacher. He didn't leave us room for that option. He was either a liar, a lunatic, or he was who he said he was, God. I'm Aaron Wright.